For you, they're awful.
You'd know, yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
Colourblind.
I'll let you know, ladies.
Colourblind to bits.
Her hands are really badly burnt as well. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't really like text, so she'd just send us voice notes all the time, and like I was listening back to him there a while ago and like hearing all the machines in the background.
Really?
They can never replace him. And now I feel the same because I can't replace my sister, you know.
And when you have like a hard day or like phase now, like what's something that gets you through?
TikTok.
Hi guys. Welcome Hello. To Home or Drink.
Yay.
We have a special guest today with us.
We do.
We need to intro her now. We have Miss Emma Smith. Welcome to Home I Drink.
Hey.
Again.
Back once again.
Emma was on the Extra Juice episode as well. So
yeah, for Monday.
Double whammy this week. Yeah. Love it.
This is actually...
Thanks.
Did you do the bonus last time? This is actually your fourth episode. I think you did.
We just keep roping Emma in.
I think you were pretty drunk coming in the last time or something.
Was I drunk?
I feel like you were out the night before.
I was out the night before.
You were, yeah. I think after
probably
you were
still drunk.
I don't remember any of that.
No.
What? I was on the podcast before.
Are you sure?
Are you sure about that?
We were just chatting there about, we had my party on Friday.
Yeah.
The rodeo.
Oh, what a ball.
Funniest night ever.
It's my dream night to everyone be in cowboy gear.
It was so fun.
Singing cowboy songs.
It was losing my hat.
On the bull.
Oh. The hair was in ripping.
Oh, for those cowboy. How does anybody wear them? And remember I lifted my hat to you, Charlene, at one point. You
no.
Whoa.
Put that back on.
Yeah, you see, mine was like a cone.
It was awful.
I was like, head reveal.
How does anybody wear cowboy hats and still have nice hair?
Yeah, not
there. Oh, it's not good.
No.
Remember we did an AirPod reveal on the plane?
Yeah.
We
and
never put up.
Manky.
Guys, mine were so
what?
Bad.
Your AirPods were
they
in
were. Bed?
We took a video. We took a video of ourselves. And we were like, right, let's. I don't know why we thought it was a good idea.
It was just like, they were just in
dark.
Yeah,
it wasn't even wax yet. Yeah, right.
We checked each other's and was like, oh, maybe we won't post that.
Oh, guys.
Wasn't good.
Sure, I had to get a pair of school candies. Got you.
Did you
forget your AirPods?
Bloody skullcats.
Why did you get
transported straight back to 2016?
Were they the headphones?
No, they were just because my headphones wouldn't connect to my iPad.
Oh,
it was an iPad kit on the plane.
Oh,
yeah, so they wouldn't connect, so I had to go into. Shop my pair of skullcats.
I'm glad you still have your handbag on.
I know.
I just noticed it was real comfortable in here. The handbag is still on her.
Are the head removed?
Are the head candies?
She's dying to leave.
Might have my skull candies in there, just keep them safe.
Oh, skull candies, yeah.
Right there. Handbag is off, guys.
Oh, that's so funny. But the cowboy party. So fun.
So
oh,
much fun.
You're doing
so
rock fun.
We couldn't stop dancing.
I couldn't stop dancing.
It was so fun.
My feet were killing me.
I was sober as a judge. Absolutely
here, I mean
breaking moves.
It's all the songs. Like, them songs are just like, happy rare.
The video on Creva's private story of me double handing the microphone singing
Johnny Cash,
Ring of Fire to Hannah, and Hannah's just absolutely wrecked.
No, I saw Hannah first go up to Joe and I seen her like, she was like talking to him and I was like, what was she saying, telling him to do? And then Joe just whips out this mic and had to like plug it in and all. And I was like, what are you going to do? Hannah grabs the mic. Everybody to the mechanical bull, Charlene
to the mechanical bull. I was like,
what? And then Emma spots Hannah on the mic and goes, hey, give me that. And then Emma's on the mic next.
I was going to get off the mic.
What is happening?
Charlene, Godfather over there, get over here.
It was like, so
you're
much
calling
fun.
Up everyone to the stage.
I couldn't stop. And I'm like, I called them all up here. I have nothing to tell them.
I think everyone got it round.
I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
You just kept singing then.
You're just here. Okay.
I couldn't stop dancing, right? And I kept throwing my hands.
You loved doing the video I have you. The two of us, our legs were doing that, and then you'd go, and just put your hands
in
your
stuff. I know, it's so like my
it
dad.
So
I don't
fun.
Know why.
Guys, that's what Nashville is like.
So fun.
Oh, well, I should like, never go there.
No, I think that would be a dream for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You wouldn't stop dancing.
Obsessed.
No, I couldn't stop.
And it's like one of the places where it's like daytime is more, like you're not home that late, like, your day drinking.
Yeah, I love that.
I love a day drink.
Yes, same.
You go home so early when you're day drinking.
Yeah, you do.
Love
and you
a
never
day drink, have to say.
No, that's the thing, though. It's because you get a great night's sleep. You know?
Our next Hooli is the live show.
The Hooli Wooli.
Is it? Yeah, woo-hoo. Our next Hooli, really, yeah.
That will be.
I think you're coming to Galway.
I'm going to go. We and the girls are going to go to Galway. We'll probably go to both.
Asher come to the mall.
Yeah, Asher will go. I'm Limerick and all before
sure. you know. Yeah. Sure.
And Cork.
Cork.
Well, I'm at.
So we have live shows coming up. They are 26th is Limerick, 27th Galway, 1st of October Dublin, 2nd Cork.
Yes.
And tickets are still on sale in our bio on our Instagram page. Ooh. We are so excited.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah, we haven't been on tour in a while.
No, but we've started to announce some little guests here and there.
Yeah, so excited to do it this time just for something.
We've never done it before, so we said, why not?
Why not? Because most live shows just have, like, people know anyway.
Yeah.
But we've always, we just kept it as that, and we're like, wait, why do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I actually know everybody?
Yeah, we'll tell you.
We'll tell you after. But yeah, so we've started to drop little hints and
tips and...
Yeah. Ideas of who's coming and announcing some guests. So if there's somebody that you'd love to see.
Madison Colley, I'd say.
Would you like to see Madison?
I'd love to see Madison Colley. Yeah,
I need her to come out as Orphan.
Yeah. Let's see.
If she does.
If she does.
Let's see. Yeah, we're really excited. Yeah. But we also, it's a different kind of theme this time.
Yeah.
Which we'll touch on more, but it's more, I think with the podcast as well, we've even decided to like have it a bit more growing with us.
Well, like I was 26 when I started the podcast. Yeah. You were what, 19?
What?
Oh, she's a child. She's a baby.
I wish I was only 20.
Little girl.
I wish I was 23.
Oh, stop.
I was 22.
And I was 26, yeah. 25 or 26, 20, yeah. 23. So like a lot has changed in those 4 years.
A lot has changed. We've gone through so many different phases and years and times.
Oh, a lot.
We've grown up this tour with us, I think, as well.
Yeah.
So if anyone's been before, it's going to be a very different show.
Yeah.
A very different.
But always a ball.
Always a ball.
No matter what it is, it's always a ball.
You had a really wholesome weekend.
I had a wholesome weekend. I was in lovely Limerick.
Oh.
I was down at my cousin's baby's christening.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Do you know who she's the image of? Cuiva.
No way.
Yeah, and Cuiva, like even when Cuiva looks at Millie, Cuiva's like, she's the image. But all my cousins say it.
Yeah.
Everyone says it. Like, it's mad.
Jeans are mad how they were.
Isn't it? Yeah. But like through cousins even then, it still works like that. Yeah. She's the image of Cuiva. But yeah, had a lovely day at the christening. We were drinking in the army barracks.
Love that.
Brilliant. You don't get taxed on your drink.
No way.
Guess how much pint was?
How much?
360 or something.
Pint of course, please.
No, I was drinking wine and like Sprite or 7-Up. I was making a little spritzer.
Oh.
Because it was only during the day. A bottle of wine, like some of the little small bottles of wine.
Yeah.
A bottle of wine and a can of 7-Up was 360.
Can't believe you're
it was 610. For the bottle of wine and the 7-Up was 6.10.
Jesus, that's for nothing.
Sure, I'd be drinking in the barracks if I ever allowed.
There myself.
I didn't know you could drink in the barracks.
You don't. Well, it's just because...
you don't.
You're not actually like... I don't think you could just walk in and be like, can I have a drink?
Oh, somebody, my course, please.
No, someone in our family is in the army, so you can like rent the like...
Oh, yeah. The room.
Yeah, I think it needs like that. But it's mad, like before you drive in and all, you have to like stop at barriers and an army man comes out to you with a clipboard and you have to check in your name and like...
No way.
Very strict.
When I think of a barracks, I've never been in one, but I imagine like big sacks of like potatoes and like... Or big...
You know, sacks of potatoes?
No, not the
you had the one.
You know the big sacks of potatoes are in and like with loads of like something in them and they're all just sacks. You know.
I can't believe that you associate the army barracks with sacks of potatoes. That is mad.
I meant to say the sand, you know the big sandbags.
Yeah, maybe put anything in them other than potatoes.
Potatoes. That's our weapons.
They just lash potatoes at people.
They had all the big army trucks and all were there. It was mad. What? Yeah, we went around
the
park.
Was the bartender an army man? Like,
I don't think so. I don't think he was. No, but like the army fellas, like it's.
Yeah. I need to. Can anyone bring me to the barracks today to attend?
There's one up in Baldoyle, actually.
There's one in Rathmines.
Smells them around. I think we just don't know where they are.
Could I just enter if I want?
Don't think so.
No.
If there's anyone from the army listening, please can I come on a tour of the barracks? Thanks.
I want to see all the spoilers.
Do they live there? No.
No. I don't know. Actually,
yeah, I think if you're on a night shift, you might have to live there.
No way.
Oh,
you're on a night shift, you have to live. I can't believe you just said that.
But anyway, yeah, so I had wholesome family weekend.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. I seen that perfume machine. You came on my TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what the hell?
Perfume
that's
machine.
That's a great idea. Yeah,
isn't
it? Was it a Clover Bar?
It's House down in Limerick. Oh. But they have it in House in Dublin here as well.
You slosh your money, or you tap it probably yeah. now with cards, and then it sprays perfume out, changeable.
No way. Yeah, and yeah. you get to pick what fragrance.
Yeah, and they're like, the one that I picked was like Baccarat Rouge. That's so no expensive. Way. Yeah, like they're.
And how much was it now, squirt? But
€2.
£2.
The Baccarat Rouge.
£2.50.
One squirt. Yeah,
that's for nothing.
You'd have to be like, just
do them. Yeah. I know.
That cost you a
but
fortune.
But like, if you really wanted to, like.
If you were going home that night.
Yeah, or like, but I feel like smells like that is how they stay on you a bit.
Yeah,
longer,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, 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 they won't. Yeah.
Cool
yeah.
idea.
That is a great idea. Yeah. Very now good. When you're in the club and you're a little bit honking.
While you're dancing.
And the person in the bathroom won't give you a spray.
Should they can't. They yeah. charge you more
they
than
always
two
are, they always have Revolut now, so which is good.
I can't believe they take Revolut. That's mad.
I know, yeah. I know. It's great, actually. So Red Flag Radar, Emma, is where people send in their red flags they think is a red flag or right. might be, and we judge if it is a red flag or if they're being mean.
Okay. We have to decide. But some weeks we are very, very colourblind and we might give someone a little orange or like, yeah.
Sure, yeah. Yous are awful. Red
flags. You'd know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Terrible.
Colourblind.
I'll let you know, ladies.
Colourblind to bits.
You know what I love when Emma does? When she's, if there's men in anyone in our group chat lives who are like, take the piss, they're like, Emma will go onto their Instagram, find a pose that they've done and recreate the picture in her own just as herself.
I put the camera on timer and all.
Have you ever seen
I can
them?
Really picture you
remember
doing
I couldn't
that
doing
there was
that
one
yeah.
Oh. The feet turned out
yeah.
east to west.
East west.
Remember he couldn't have done that in Lisbon. It's the only good thing about that trip. Okay, this first one is, he's great in person, but absolutely brutal over text. It's like talking to a brick wall. Is that a red flag, do you think?
He's great in person, right, okay. Well,
but shy at text.
Yeah, well.
Shy at text.
Shy.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes some people aren't like big texters. Like.
Yeah, they'd just rather talk to in person.
Yeah.
Like if he's good in person, how often do you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if he was there texting majority of the time and he's shy, then that's not great. Is it, like,
if you're long distance.
Yeah, if you see him a lot of the time, then like.
Can you look over the shy text when you do, like, if you do have a great time when you're together?
Yeah.
Can you just kind of be like, oh, right, I know he's terrible at texting?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to call that an orange flag. I need more information.
Yeah, I know. It needs more context. Because maybe he's like, yeah.
It honestly depends on how much you're saying him, I think.
It depends if this is the start of something as well, because I feel like you need to make effort texting.
Yeah,
start.
That's very true.
Whereas if you're then together and somebody's not good on his phone and he's busy or whatever,
that's kind of normal.
Yeah,
like,
kind if of you're, text less
yeah,
and less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's give it orange.
Orange for you, orange.
It's going to be amber.
We've been talking a month and I've met up 3 times, but I've been the one to ask to meet each time.
Ooh.
Red flag.
Red.
Yeah, immediately red.
Yeah.
A girl needs to be asked out. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be asking anyone to come out and hang around with me.
No.
No way.
No.
Not a man.
It makes you feel like you're the one that's like
having in charge.
To wear the pants. Yeah.
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 Some people like that.
Yeah, if that's what you're into.
If that's what you're into.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but no way. It's nice. That would make me feel like he doesn't want to hang around with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to feel like he's making time for you. Like, to be asked out is like, oh, so he already slotted that in his mind to be like, okay, I'm going to set aside some time.
I know some people are awkward as well. They're like,
to ask.
Yeah. But it's also like, if you're actively seeing each other, like, you couldn't be that bad and awkward.
I know. Surely a bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
So that's red.
Red.
Yeah.
Red. I think it just shows like they care if they want to see it. If they're not saying it, it's like, well, if I didn't ask, would we just not see each other?
Yeah,
well,
I would never ask.
Yeah.
Pen pals?
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely not. The last one we have then is, we met this random girl on the train and we were chatting to her. A few days later, she popped up on TikTok and he followed her.
I'm just thinking,
was she
I'd go mad.
Beautiful?
What did she look like?
Yeah, what did she look like? I don't think I'd be happy.
No, I probably wouldn't be happy with that either.
Like, it's when you read it, it's like, oh, but then if it was actually, you think of it in your life, you're like, I'd actually
be different if they were mates. Like, well, you only met her on the train.
So why couldn't you just look at it and be like, oh, that was the girl we met. Swipe.
Yeah. You're not going to really interact. Why would you want
to? I feel like you only kind of follow someone if there's an initiative there to, like, continue talking to them or, like, is that the word? Like,
to something to happen. Like,
To pursue something. Like, do you know what I mean?
I think that could be a bit red, guys.
Red.
Yeah. Some people are overly friendly like that and stuff, but there's just no needs.
No, why do you need to follow her?
You don't need to. No.
Yeah.
But that's like men like a mixture. They're always like, oh, but it's just, I'm like, but you don't need to double tap.
No, you literally don't need to do that. Like,
just don't do it. No. Just stop moving that thingy.
Yeah. We're saying red for that one.
Thingy.
Red for that one.
Tapping it. They were like, oh, my muscle spasm. My finger just tapped it back.
They're hot shite bags, aren't they? Like,
then we have another dilemma. So this is Seats and Stalls. These are all sent into our email address, homeidrink@growloudnow.com, if you want to send any in. This one is, okay, girls, I love ye and I listen to every podcast. I feel, I love when people say ye.
Ye.
I wish we said that. I also feel ye would give good advice to this one. So basically, I'm with my boyfriend 6 years and he's amazing. We're literally best friends as well as being extremely sexually attractive to each other. But I find I still love a flirt with others. Is that so bad or is that normal? I would never ever pursue anything with anyone else, but I do find myself flirting away. Not saying I flirt every day, but if a guy chats to me, I chat away friendly and flirty. Is that just my personality or I'm a bad person? I don't know why, but lately I'm overthinking it and thinking, is it telling me something about my relationship? Even though I do absolutely love my boyfriend and genuinely couldn't do life without him. Please help. Lots of love.
I don't think she's a bad person. Like, but
no.
Like, if the shoe was on the other foot, like if your boyfriend if you was going out and he was flirting with other girls, how would you feel about that? Like, you know?
Would you think he still loved you? Like, yeah. Like that?
Do you think she's confused and being friendly with flirting? Like, do you think she can actually, like, differentiate the both? Do you know what I mean? Like, just she knows when it's switched on. Because genuinely, sometimes people are just their way of being friendly. Someone else could perceive it as being flirty. Yeah.
What is the line? Yeah. Of like,
what's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a difference with just, like, if someone can't talk to you, you're just like, hi. Like,
yeah.
Harmless.
Yeah.
But if, like, switching on flirty is like, you know, like, you'd know if you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that you should be doing that if you have boyfriend.
No.
Especially when you're so aware of it.
Yeah.
Some people are just probably unaware.
Maybe just
that.
Don't do that.
Don't talk to men at all.
No, you can talk to, well, if you want, like, I suppose, just don't flirt with them. Like.
Yeah. Do you think she knows is when she turns it on then, obviously?
Well, she's aware. She's told us.
She says she still loves a flirt.
Yeah, well, stop.
You need to, I think you need to figure out why you love it. Because you're obviously not. Does that mean she's not being fulfilled in her relationship if she loves it?
Yeah,
because like you're obviously looking for validation or whatever elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of
potentially
that.
Like, yeah. Which you shouldn't be bleeding to.
No. I think you need to have a look at your relationship and you're saying you love him and whatever else, but go deeper than that and be like, why am I doing that? When did it start? Has it been the whole time?
Is something missing?
Do I need to just, I think it's a thing within yourself that no one else can.
Yeah.
Help with, not that we can give you advice, but like the actual root of the problem will be like something that's in you. But you're not a bad person.
Absolutely. No, 100% not a bad person.
Not a bad person.
You need to evaluate your relationship.
Yeah.
See how you're really feeling.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So you might notice Emma's back on the podcast the last 20 minutes, wherever long we've been chatting. She's back and she was on the podcast. You were on it. We were thinking like 3 years ago.
I think it was like 3 years ago.
And
must be. Yeah.
Yeah, must be at this stage. You still get people coming up to you about that.
Yeah, people are. Yeah,
and still say to the live shows and all. Yeah. But you were on talking about grief because you'd lost your boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
To suicide. So people can listen back to episodes.
Yeah.
That was probably around, like I said, 3 years ago.
We think so, now.
Yeah.
But you're back again to talk about something different. How are you doing in general?
Fine. Well, as good as I can be, I suppose. Yeah. Like, I don't.
So, unfortunately, you've had another experience of grief. So, can you tell us about your sister's story?
Yeah. So, we went to a wedding September of last year. And everything was grand. Wedding went well. I was bridesmaid. Katie, my sister, she actually did, like, a speech and all at the wedding. It was a really close family friend. And then, later on that night, she was going, so the bathroom was kind of downstairs, like, so she was walking down the steps to go to the bathroom and her dress caught fire and she was really badly burnt. I think it was like, I don't know if it was 60 or 80% of her whole body was like third degree burns and she was really badly burnt. And so this all happened in Nerka and then she was in the hospital in Malaga for that night. They had put her into an induced coma and then they brought her to Seville. But so the hospital in Seville is like the best for burns. Like apparently like they treat astronauts and everything like that.
Whoa.
Apparently they get really badly burned. So.
Oh.
But so she was transported to there and we were there for 3 months. And then unfortunately, sepsis. happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was so weak at that stage where she couldn't really fight off the infection. So, yeah.
Yeah. She nearly come like immune to like antibiotics at that stage.
Yeah, well, this is it. Like, so she was in, but God, like, she went through so much. She was in, like, kidney failure and everything like that. Like, she was on dialysis and everything. And they kind of had to take her in and out of comas constantly to treat her, like, because, like, when her body is resting, that's when
it's
she would take better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know. So, yeah, there was so much, yeah.
And then 3 months, do you remember, like, much of her? Does it feel like a...
Yeah, so, like, obviously, like, my mom lived there for 3 months. Like,
yeah.
So she didn't leave her side. And her boyfriend lived there for 3 months mm-hmm. as well. He was absolutely amazing. Like, between mm-hmm. the two of them, like, they were so good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I stayed there for... like a month and a half, I'd say. And then I was like, right, okay. So she was kind of recovering at this stage. So I was mm-hmm. like, right, I'm going to go home, you know. And then obviously, like, I was back and forth then, you know, like, yeah. I'd go over for like a week here and there and stuff like that. But when she was recovering and we thought that everything was kind of okay and she was doing better. But so we were basically just waiting on her skin graft. So they were growing her skin in Granada, another city in Spain. And so they took cells out of her chest and they were growing, like, her skin, which is really good because the technology they have over there is brilliant, because it would mean that her body would take better to her own cells, like,
okay, yeah.
and it would be like less likely to reject,
right,
you know, the graft
if it was
like,
someone else's skin.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'm not really sure what way other places do it, like, I don't really know, to be honest, yeah. but they were saying that this is really good and that her body should accept it. And anyways, but in the end, when she did get it on, like, it didn't really accept all of it,
yeah.
And like, there was infection getting in, and but like, when she was so badly burned, like, at this point she didn't really have any skin, like, you know. Did so you? She was so open to infection, and like, that was such a huge, that was like the whole thing was just
like having a, it's like
yeah.
having a wound, like a wound.
Open wound everywhere, like, you yes. know, and going in, like, it was full PPE gear,
yeah,
like everything, like, you know,
at the toe, yeah,
yeah.
What was it like with, like, the ups and downs for being in hospital? Because she was obviously, like, there was times when it was getting better and then, yeah. like, an infection, like, a setback
yeah.
for you as all to deal with. Like, what was that
It like? Was so, like, draining, to yeah. be honest. Like, 1 minute, like, and then I'd be at home, like, and my mom would ring me and I'd be like, right, mom, what are the doctors saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was like, oh, well, like, it's not good news. Or then, like, the next day, I'd be like, oh, no, she's doing better now. And it was just such,
was
like,
it a lot
it was
just
such
up and
a
down.
Roller coaster. Yeah. yeah. Such a roller coaster, honest to God. Like, it was just, it was insane. Like, you
know, you had to, like, take every day as
yeah,
it, as
literally
it came.
Just every day as it came. And then obviously, like, she, it got to the point where she had her phone and she couldn't, her hands are really badly burnt as well. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't really, like, text. So she'd just send us voice notes all the time. And, like, I was listening back to them there a while ago and, like, hearing all the machines in the background
really?
Beeping and all. Like, and then I felt really bad because obviously, like, I, like, want to go in and see my sister, but I was so traumatized by all the machines. Like, if her, like, heart rate was up, it'd be beeping and all, and I'd be having a heart attack.
Yeah,
and, like,
you'd be panicking.
Yeah, I was so panicky, like, and it was just really hard. Like,
and
yeah.
do you think Katie herself was aware of the up and down? And
yeah, see, this is the thing. Like, Katie was a really, really intelligent
so,
person.
Oh yeah,
like, yeah. So yeah. like, you know, she had Alex, my boyfriend. He gave her his little iPod. No,
like an iPad, tablet. Yeah, tablet.
Yeah, yeah. So we gave her that and she had that and like in the calendar, like I won't even go on to that now because in the calendar, like she has like all of her surgery dates. Okay, well this day and then I should be flying because she was supposed to fly back to James's in an air ambulance.
Okay.
And so like this was all arranged with James's, like, and they knew yeah. about it. And then obviously like she never made it to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
But like she had like a whole thing in her calendar of like the next, right, okay, well this is my surgery date, like, you know, and everything okay. like, and she was so aware of everything. But
aware,
then
yeah.
when the infection set in, like she, like it makes you kind of delirious as well, like
yeah.
So I remember like her friend Ruth, she made her like a lovely little book. Katie had a cat called Fergus.
Oh yeah, the little
yeah, a little ginger cat. And she made her a lovely book of like her cat and like all pictures of, you know, just so she could look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember I was showing her. And she was like to me, oh yeah, and there's that one's it was a picture of the cat, and she was like, there's Veronica, and Veronica's our neighbour on the road. And I was like, no, I said, that's not being Veronica, that's your cat. And then I came out and I was like to my mum, I was like, something's not right with her. I said, she's seeing
it's all like when even when you have a temperature,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
and,
well,
that, and imagine
it, like,
that
yeah.
on like a big yeah. level of all the
yeah,
and all, even all the medication stuff that you've taken, like
exactly, like yeah, because obviously she was in so much pain constantly,
yeah.
like, you know,
yeah.
But so, but that was like, cause, but a lot of the time, like she was able to like have a conversation, like she was fine, like, do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And So yeah, when she started saying that, I was like, right, and came out and I told my mom, and she was like, yeah, okay, she must be getting an infection. Like, and then knowing that she's getting the infection, like, it's so scary because you don't know
what way it's going,
how
go.
Bad it is, yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that was the first time that she was getting sepsis. So she got sepsis once. Well, she got sepsis twice, but when she got it the first time, she fought it off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the second time, like, she was half of the person that she was before. She? Like, yeah, she was.
Just weakens your body. Like, yeah.
But, like, because of the burns, like, all of her, like, muscles and tissue and all was gone as well, like, you know.
And so, from lying down as well, probably, because you're not using any.
Yeah, well, this is it. And she had to get muscles. Little, you know, the little splints for her feet because her feet were going down like that. And they wanted them up so that she'd have a better chance of walking again, you know. Mm. But she was doing, like, she was actually doing, what's that thing where you...
Physio?
Yeah. So she was doing physio as well, and they had her out walking. Well, I think she just got up off her bed, like, you know, but then she started to bleed really badly as well, because at the time she had packing skin on, which is basically, like, just...
Fake skin, kind of, is
well,
it?
It's like other people's skin.
Okay.
You know, and it was just
tie it over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it was skin packing, like, so she had that on, but, like, obviously that's all just placed onto her.
Yeah.
So then when she got up and she was walking, like, she started to bleed, and so she had to go back to bed. Go but on, she was doing amazing. Like, this is the thing that's so frustrating about it.
Yeah.
She was so determined. Like if that had been me, to be quite honest with you, and if I knew how bad I was, and she did know.
Did she?
Yeah. I don't know if I would have that same strength to be able to say, right, well, do you know what? I'm going to be grand, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do my physio. And she knew how painful it was, like, and she'd dread it, like, you know, but
she knew
she was so determined to do it. Yeah. She was amazing.
That just says so much about her character. The person.
Oh, she was absolutely amazing.
For anyone who didn't know Katie, can you tell us a bit about her and her, like, character and how she was a sister and a person?
Yeah, she was so quirky and so funny. Like, she's such a little weirdo.
So different, she is.
Yeah, no, she was amazing. Yeah. Like, you know, but you know what? Like, we used to kill each other when we were growing up.
What was the age difference between you?
3 years only. Ah. Like, and it was just me and her, like, she's my only sibling, like, you know, so it was just me and her, my mom and dad, the four of us, forever, like, you know? And, but yeah, no, we used to kill each other. I remember, like, one time we were coming home from school. Absolutely swinging dicks on the way home.
God, I can't imagine.
I know, like, proper physically fighting.
Or walking down the street.
Walking down the bleeding road. Oh, I know, and we came into the front door and, like, she booed me in the front door. Yeah, I know, we used to kill each other. Like,
oh my God.
It was hilarious. And then one time, because we kind of, obviously, like, we stopped fighting after like, when we got older, like, we didn't have physical fights anymore. Like,
you can't be killing each other anymore.
But my mom says she'll always remember, like, one time, well, she was with her boyfriend Dara for 9 years, like, so it couldn't, well, it was between now and then, like, you know, but she said Dara was, like, standing out in the on the land, and, like, and me and Katie were physically fighting. My mom had to come in and separate us. She was like, you can't be fucking doing that when Dara's out there and up. But I think that was the last physical fight we had.
Just imagine Dara sitting
And he's not, like, the nicest man in the world is standing out there being like, why are they punching each other in the face? Yeah. So, yeah.
She was so smart.
She was, like, couldn't stop going.
She was in Trinity College, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What was she doing at college?
Degrees.
So she did music in Trinity College, and then she went back to Trinity again and did her master's in something else. Probably along the lines of music. I'm not great with the degrees and all that, but she couldn't stop going to college. Then she was back down to somewhere else, another county. I have to go down for my graduation. I said, what? Yeah, I did an online college course. She couldn't stop. Nice. Like, she was amazing. But, like, this is the thing now. I'm like, God, like, how am I going to help my mom and dad, like, book their holidays and send emails and all? Yeah, no.
Would she have done
that? She did everything like for all of us. I'd be like, hey, is this email a scam? And now I have to send them to our friends.
Was that
I clicked the link the other week.
Was that just the type of person she was? She always wanted to learn something. Like, she was always.
Yeah, she was just like, honestly, like, we couldn't be any more different. Like, I never went to that. I'm a nail technician. But she was just, like, so amazing. Like, literally one of the not. But that's the thing. Like, she was literally the nicest person in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
Like, would do anything. Like, the most selfless, kindest soul in the whole entire world. So she was so amazing.
Have you got one memory where that, like, when you think of her, that sticks out? That you're like, that just sums her up? Or, like,
so many, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I can't pinpoint one, but, like, I had a whole life of it, like, you know.
And how has, like, you obviously spoke about grief before, grief this time been different for you? It's obviously every time someone goes through grief, it's so different, but it being your sister and, like, your sibling, like.
Yeah, it's just somebody that I never imagined not having in my life, like, you know. Like, I remember one, like, I was lying in bed and she was in hospital, obviously, and I was at home.
Mm.
And I remember my mom was saying that, like, you know, she's not doing good and stuff. And I remember lying in bed and being like, I can't live a life without this girl. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, how am I supposed to? You know, and obviously when I lost Kevin before, and now I can relate to how his family felt about everything because,
yeah.
Like, and I know this is going to sound horrible to say, but, like, life went on for me. Like, I got another boyfriend. I had that opportunity. They didn't get their brother back. Like, they can never replace him. And now I feel, like, I feel the same because I can't replace my sister, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's just, it's obviously grief is grief, like, but I think it really depends on the person that you lose as well. Come here.
Sorry, I didn't think I was
going to
cry.
Give over. Give over. Love you.
The smell, like, so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even a year.
No.
Cut yourself some slack.
And we're coming up to the anniversary of the
accident
yeah. Now in the next 2 weeks. Like, so it's just, like, everything is so... but, like, this is forever, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's like, you know, and I'm like, no, but, like, this is my whole life.
Yeah.
It's not going to go away. It's not going to be better after 1 year or worse. No. Like, it's just going to be like this.
Yeah.
Like,
and, you know. Emmy, you've gone through, like, such two huge griefs. Griefs, so I say.
Yeah. Like, I think that's why I'm so funny.
Honestly, how do you do it? Like,
I just, like, that's literally the thing that everyone says all the time. It's like, well, like, I don't have a choice.
You,
like,
don't.
You literally just have to get up and get on with it. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and you're a trooper for doing that. Like, you really are.
Yeah.
You really
have to give yourself credit for that.
You,
like,
have
not,
to.
Yeah.
You say that everyone will do that and get up and get on with, but you really do. And, like, you're such a, like, a bubbly person still. Yeah. And, like,
you're the life of our party. Honestly. You always know you are.
Like we said on the mic.
We wouldn't be us without Emma Smith.
No.
I swear, the humour, Emmy, honestly.
I know, it's all the grief.
You need to give yourself some credit for that as well.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like we can relate to you a little bit as well, having... Like, relate to you in a sense of what it's like to have an older sister.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine what you, like, I can't even put myself in your shoes.
Yeah.
But the way you handled it.
That's because I have such good people around me as well. Like, you don't, like, use me in the world to me. Like, you've been there for me through absolutely everything. Like, and, like, all the girls, like.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad are amazing.
Nobody will ever replace Katie, but
no,
ever. Yeah. You can never replace the bond of a sister.
Yeah,
but if we can be there to,
and yous are, like, and I'm so grateful for that.
To help,
like,
you through even a minuscule bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we can do anything, you know that we're there for you to do that for you, and you're an absolute credit to your mom and dad. You are. You really are.
No, yeah. They're amazing.
My mom and dad are amazing.
Oh, they break my heart.
Happy.
Oh, they're so sad.
I know.
And that, like, I feel like I'd love to take their pain away. Like, and I can't.
You can't.
And, you know, and sometimes, like, I can't even comfort them because I'm going through it as well. So I can't even be there for them. Like,
and you're all kind of experiencing it in a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yourself.
Like, they've lost their daughter. I lost my sister. Yeah. And I'd always be like, I have it 10 times worse than you, man.
To her.
I'm like, you're gonna die one day and I'm gonna have that one. This is why I'm like, God, I'm so fucked up. We have the darkest humor ever, though. Oh, like, we do.
It's for the
I'd be like to my mom, why do you keep going down to Jack Graves? She's not there. She's on her holidays. It's so fucked up, I swear to God.
No, but, like, everybody deals with stuff differently. And honestly,
I know. We just happen to be very strange family.
No, but the dark humour, sometimes it's...
Yeah.
It's how you get through it.
You have to. Yeah, if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you find comfort going to the grave? Or, like,
to be honest with you, so I thought at the start, like, yeah, I'm going to be down that grave all the time, you know, and I can't do it. So Katie got her headstone about... be over a month now before I went away and all, like, and I just don't have it in me. I can't go down and see her name on a headstone.
No,
I know.
I just can't do it. Like,
no.
And it's gorgeous. I picked it out.
Yeah.
But that's also something that nobody should ever have to do for your sister. Like, no, not until you're about 80.
Yeah.
I'm sure at that stage she has a whole family. They could be doing it. But we got, like, because Katie loves sunflowers. So I was like to my mum, so when we went to pick out her headstone, there was, like, a lovely flower, like, on the side. And I was like, oh, wouldn't that be great now if we could change that to a sunflower. So we asked them and they changed it. Aww. Yeah, it's like hand painted on, but it's engraved as well. Like, aww. So then they hand paint over the engraving. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
But is that how you kind of find comfort in feeling Katie around you, by seeing things like that? Like, yeah. Remember, do you know the way you often send us, like, oh, I seen a sunflower. Yeah. Or we'd do it. Yeah. Like, do you know
I see
mean?
It all the time. Even when I think of it, like, and then I randomly see a sunflower.
Yeah. Is that how you feel comfort, yeah, rather than going down to the ground?
And then I'm like, is that just a coincidence? Because it's sunflower.
No,
I know, but like,
I think there's signs. I really do.
Was there a bird you were seeing or something?
Remember, it was on your windowsill. The
yeah,
bird.
Yeah, there was a white dove. Yeah. Perhaps I can't believe Katie's on the windowsill.
Yeah. Honestly, when I've never seen a white dove.
No. Well, there's actually a breeder.
We'll have to cut that part out. I'm only joking. Sign and all, yeah. She's like,
and then he turned,
actually, my neighbor,
I breed her. I was like, yeah, all right. Do you know what?
Look, you have to take.
Yeah,
things.
I just have to take. I was like, yeah, no, man, it was Kate. She wanted on the window.
You have to take them as a sign.
But in fairness, I was like, man, I never seen a bird on that windowsill.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
That's a sign.
This is what I mean about the dark humor. You just have to go with it. And if anybody has lost someone and you have dark humor, I totally get you, because
yeah.
You know, sometimes you just need to have a laugh.
I feel like most people do. That don't, like, do
sometimes they say things that people are like,
oh, really? Do people get offended? Like,
no, they're just like, what the
do you think
hell?
That's an Irish word offension? Like, yeah. Do you think dark humour is an Irish thing?
Maybe. Well,
yeah. But not all Irish.
Not all Irish people are getting it. No.
Have people ever just met you with like a straight face?
They're like, oh.
Yeah, sometimes people are like, oh. Crikey. And I'm like, well, my sister. So yeah.
Say what I want.
I'll say what I want about her.
No. Well done.
Yeah, it's so like 1 minute I'm crying, next minute I'm laughing. That's just my life.
Does it feel like the last like year, it's coming up to a year obviously since the accident, has gone slow or fast for you in your mind?
I think now that we're coming up to it being nearly a year, I'm like, yeah, where has the fucking time gone?
Really?
Yeah.
But I'd say in the moment of it, when everything was happening, did it feel like time has gone so slow? Like,
yeah, like, it just felt like, because we were constantly waiting for the next stage, where it felt like as if it was dragging, like, you know, like we were waiting for a skin to be grown. And I think that this was it as well. So there was really bad floods in Spain at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So that, like,
prolonged things.
Yeah, so by like a week or something. But that's like for a week for like a burn. I don't want to say burn victim, because she always said, I'm not victim.
Did she say
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for someone with burns, that's
a long time.
That's like time for infection setting.
Like,
you know?
I'd say every day is critical.
So
like,
I think
crucial.
That, like, you know, there's so many things that obviously like had an input on how bad she got. But like, yeah. Yeah.
So that would've gone quick. Do you think as well when she was in hospital, when there was like, different dates being given and stuff, it kind of like in your mind you're always thinking of the next date.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't think of like then the whole bigger picture, like,
no, exactly,
it
like,
kind of gets
you
to the next stage. Yeah, you always have a day to
yeah
think of,
like, exactly, like, and like our whole life was like, so like we lived in Spain,
completely flipped upside down.
We randomly
Spanish people you met and all, they were,
I know,
so nice.
I couldn't stop speaking Spanish. Hola.
Do you remember you made big huge cards and you were trying to learn Spanish, didn't you do that?
No, I made, I got Katie
there
a little book.
What did you do?
And I said, I wrote down a lot of things. She was like, she couldn't. To like, learn. So basically all of the nurses.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember?
Well, there was like one or two of them when they were on their shift.
They weren't always on.
No.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
when they spoke English, but other than that, they couldn't understand her.
So was Katie trying to learn Spanish while she was in there?
I got her a thing and like, I wrote down like a little book and I wrote down like, I'm hot, I'm cold, I need water, I need all these things. So she could just point to it.
Yeah.
Because like Seville, I feel like isn't like a very
touristy
place, so they wouldn't need to speak.
Well, like if you're in the city, like it's fine. But we were like at the hospital, like we were on the outskirts, like you know. So no, nobody really spoke English, but we made loads of friends.
Yeah, I know.
We did. We called it Carlos's place. We used to go there all the time.
Oh, so.
And it was actually really nice because obviously, like everybody on the street, like I remember, like we used to use Google Translate a lot. And one man just turned around to me, he's like, what are you doing here? Because obviously, like, we're an Irish family. Randomly, we've been here for, like, 3 months. Well, I don't know at this point, but we were there a long time. And anyways, and he turned around to me, he's like, why are you here? And I was like, well, I told him everything that happened, like, and he was like, Jesus. And then, like, so everybody knew on that street.
Who was around.
Yeah, like, what had happened, like, and we'd see them and we'd say hello and, you know, whatever. And people were literally so nice to us. Oh, yeah. And then, like, you know, they always asked how she was, and then like when we had to tell them like what happened and that they were going home, everybody was so sad for us. Because then we just went home then one day, you know.
Yeah.
Now there.
And back, and then back to a completely different life again to
like,
what you knew.
Oh, it was, and, but you know what? Like, we went down on Christmas Eve to pick out Katie's plot, like, you know. And I was like, nobody should be doing this
on Christmas Eve.
Do you know?
No.
And then, so, God, it was like 2 weeks before we got her home, you know. And then she came home to us on Stephen's Day. And I was like, you know. But Christmas was so weird.
No,
like,
yeah.
And but yeah, she came home on Stephen's Day, and that was like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Seeing her laid out, like, yeah. And she looked so different because she'd been dead at 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, dead for 2 weeks at this point, you know?
Yeah.
So she looked really different, like, you know.
And that week of, like, the, you know, the waking feeling and stuff, does that feel like
a blur? How did we do that? Like, you know?
Yeah.
But me and my mom slept downstairs where
yeah.
the two nights that she was home. But, like, it was just literally the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And when you have, like, a hard day or, like, phase now, like, what's something that gets you through?
TikTok.
TikTok lives.
I just watch TikTok.
Honestly.
Not great advice, guys. Go to therapy. But I just watched TikTok.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it yet. My mom tried it and she said it was awful.
Did she?
Year one, it was like, oh, how did you feel the day Katie was born? She was like, well, you've just made me feel.
Yeah.
I was like, Matt, maybe she had a, you know, maybe that's what they do. Like,
maybe that made her start.
Yeah, no, she was like, no. She was like, I'm not doing that.
Not for her.
I think as well, certain phases it starts. I feel like there's certain times to go to things like that, and maybe it just wasn't.
Yeah, well, that's it. I feel like if I'm having a really hard time accepting it as well.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really let myself think about it that
much.
No, I'm in a really weird phase with it all. I'm like, no, I can't cope with it, like, to be honest. Like, so I just
don't
block it out. Like,
don't do that, guys.
Yeah. Have you found that there's been different, like, periods in the grief of, like, it changes the different, like, feelings and emotions and all? Throughout it, like, now it's kind of a phase where you're just
I feel like it's getting a lot harder, like,
is it?
I did try to block it out for too long, like, and it's like, right, okay, well, she's not coming back, so you can't do that, like, you know. I do need to probably go to therapy.
No, but I think it's when it feels right for you.
Don't force yourself into it either.
But I do think I need to sit with my grief and just be like, okay, this has happened.
But
like,
there is so many stages of it, and so many people do.
It is really scary to do, but I don't want to accept it. Like, I don't want to accept that she's gone, you know?
No, and you feel like when you sit there and think about it, then you have to accept.
Yeah. When I think of Katie, like in my head, I find it so hard to process that she's not here anymore.
Yeah.
You know? It's so weird, like.
It's like, how can someone be there and
then...
Yeah. And then not.
Like, someone that was supposed to be with me for my whole life. Like, just like, how is she gone? You know?
Just doesn't feel like a real
world. Doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
Do you find any comfort in, like, hearing her voice or looking at pictures or...
I can't really do that at the minute. I did listen to, like, a few of her voice notes. But I just can't really do it at the minute.
Yeah.
And then my mom, like, Katie's friend was over the other day and my mom was showing her a video that she had of her... Can't listen to her voice.
No.
Yeah.
It's just too much. Like.
It's too, like, raw still. And that will probably come in waves.
Come in waves,
for you as well. That, like, you can. And
And then other times, like, I'm like, I'll, you know.
Have you found it's been like that? Like, mate, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Yeah. Sometimes I can go and look a picture, or another time, I'm like, God, don't even show me. It's just really hard. Like, I think that's the thing about grief. Like, it is really like that. It's up and down. Like,
is it?
One day you could be completely different to the next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
you just have to take it day by day.
Yeah.
And you just have to go with it. Like, how you're feeling that day. Like, and every day is different at the minute. Like,
of course.
You find comfort in talking about it, like, because you're so open, I feel like.
Yeah.
With things that, like, does that help you process? Not process, but, like,
I feel like I can talk about her, like, and everything that's happened and, like, you know, but, like, I feel like when it's, like, say me and my mom were sitting there, I'm like, right, mom, can we not? Like, you
okay.
know?
Yeah.
Because I just know it's going to upset me. And, like, I could be having a fine day. And it's like, I know that you want to talk about it, mom, but I can't, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's too much for me at that, like, on certain days. Or if I'm having a good day, I'm like, right, you're not riding on my parade.
But, and you want to have your good day. And
I know. And that's the thing that's so hard about it. It's because me and my mom and my dad are going through this. And obviously so many other people are, like, her boyfriend and everything like that, but we live together, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't, like, you know, if she's having a day where she wants to talk about her, I'm not necessarily having that kind of day, like, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just really hard because we all kind of have to, you're just kind of...
You're all together. Shows. How yeah. do you navigate today? Yeah. You can, today you yeah. can't. It's, yeah, I can imagine like,
then
that's
it could
hard.
Be flipped the other way another day. That exactly. You feel like.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, like I walked into the day, I was around crying, and I was like, I just want to let you know I'm real sad. Oh, and she was like, that's good, that's okay. And I was like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I just want to let you know I'm sad.
I'm only saying that and that's it.
She's only happy to hear that. That
yeah.
Like,
yeah. But like I am. I'm sad all the time. Like, but it's just like, I don't always want to tell it.
We had a chat the other day. We were talking about you coming on the podcast and you wanted to talk about like raising awareness about fire safety and things as well. Has what happened, which I can imagine has changed, like 100% in everyday life, like the risks of
I won't leave anything plugged in.
Will you not?
No, I don't even like to sight candles, but I like them sometimes because they smell nice. But I always blow them out.
Yeah.
Nice trick, blow them out.
Yeah.
But so just like I'm just so much more aware of things.
Are
like,
you?
And 100%. Like things I wouldn't, my mom always says to me, plug out your phone. And I'm like, yeah, it sure needs to be charged overnight.
Yeah.
But now it won't.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's just like when I see that, like obviously like ruined our whole entire life, like, you know, but it ruined our life.
Yeah.
And it's just something that could have been prevented so easily. Like who puts a candle on the floor? Like, that's what I'd love to know. But
It's mad because you like, if someone recommends that for something, you mightn't ever think twice about
that it was a hazard. Yeah.
Well, like if you're gonna do candles like that, like at least have them in like a case or something like that. But like who has an open flame? Like that could have been anybody that day. Like, do you know, like there was like
everyone's wearing long dresses.
Sure, we're all in long dresses. We're at a wedding. Like, do you know what I mean, who does that? Like, it's just crazy to think that someone lit that candle and said, "Yeah, this is grand. I'm gonna put it on the floor."
Yeah.
Like who, like it's just insane and to me that somebody thought that was okay to do. Like,
So it's changed what you do in your everyday day life.
Like, 100%.
Plugging things out and stuff. For anyone listening who's lost someone that they love close to them, what's helped you most getting through each day in the last, I know it's still so fresh and you're probably still learning that yourself.
But
if there was something that you could tell someone in your exact shoes or like who's lost a sibling or someone really close to them.
I think like it's just the people that you surround yourself with and having people there like that are there for you and with good intentions that love you. I think that that's the most important thing. And at this point, like you probably like I feel like there's nothing else I can really do other than just surround myself with really good people and have support. And I'm blessed, in fairness, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have really good people around me, so I hopefully everybody else does.
I know. And Alex is so good.
Oh, he's amazing. My mom and dad are obsessed.
I know.
He's the funniest man ever.
Yeah, he's the best.
And you weren't together a lot. No, you were.
No, we're only together well, like
But when that hell happens, and he was so good through it.
Oh, like, amazing. Oh, like, my God. And his mom and dad, like, the fact that they were just like, yeah, just stay. Like, obviously he works for his dad's company. Like, and they were like, yeah, just stay for as long as you need. Like, you know, they're amazing. Like, and, yeah, he was so good. Like, even like one time, my mom came out of like being in ICU with Katie, and she just came out, and Alex just had his arms open. He just gave her a big hug. Oh, she ran straight to him. Yeah, she loves him so much. Like, he's just amazing.
Yeah,
and like he doesn't even need to say anything. He just goes on like normal, which we love. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like he's hurting too. Like
he's seeing
everything. Like, you know, he's seeing her when she was really badly burned. He's, you know, in like first time I seen her in ICU was with him. Do you know, because only two people could go in at a time. So I went in with him, like, you know. And it's a huge thing for, you know, like, for him to have to deal with me as well when I'm going through everything and my family. Like, it's not a normal thing for
And he'd hate to see you in any, like...
Yeah, but, like, it's weird because when I'm with him, it's just, like, nothing has happened. Not that nothing has happened,
of course.
But, like, he helps me so much.
I was going to say, do you find that helpful that, like, he, in a sense, acts...
Yeah,
I'm doing bunny ears normal around you. Do you find that helpful rather than him kind of mollycoddling you?
Oh,
like,
100%. But if I'm crying, he's just like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And he just lets me cry. Like, he's just like, like,
do you find that
better?
Like, he
knows that, like, one night I was having a really bad night and he was asleep and I was just raw crying in the bed. And he woke up and he's like, you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm crying. I was like, go back to sleep. You're in work in the morning. And he was like, no, I'm not going back to sleep until you go to sleep.
Oh, God, love you. God.
He's so sweet. Like, he really is.
But you really can tell what someone's like through tough times.
Yeah.
Like that.
So
they're literally getting married.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
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 And then, Emma, lastly, how would you like people to remember Katie? And people listen now obviously didn't know her, but like you've said so many amazing things about her already, but even for a final note to say.
She was just honestly the best. Like,
yeah,
she was just such a little sweetheart, you know. And it's just so sad to think that she's gone. But, she was just so nice.
Yeah. And that's it. And you'll always talk about her and you'll always have her with you.
And that's the scary thing. It's like,
and I'd say half the stuff you say about her, she might be laughing out, like laughing at
she
you.
Would. The shit you'd be saying. But Katie is a sicko like me as well. Like she, if it was me, she'd have the worst that humor ever. So I'm like, right, I don't feel
so
too
it's
bad.
Fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? You'll always have that.
Like we just had the exact same sense of humor. Like,
yeah.
She would want you to have that still and to still be yourself because you've always been like that regardless.
Yeah. It's just, and it's just so sad because, you know, anytime I'm going through a hard time in my life, I would always go to her.
Of course.
You know, and I don't have her to turn to. So it's just like, what? What do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, and then it's just like, I have to do my whole life like that now.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just going to take some getting used to.
Of course. It's navigating things in a different way. And like I said, like that bond can't be replaced.
She's amazing.
Ah.
And I have her friends.
Yeah.
And I send them the scam emails.
Do you?
Is this real or not?
What did you get scammed on the day?
I clicked a link.
Oh, you silly girl.
I think the links are fine unless you put in your card details.
No, that's a different kind of scam. This is, you can't click a link because apparently they can put in some software on your phone. So I'm probably like, there's probably somebody out there using my identity.
Using her phone.
They're probably on my phone.
I feel like I sent you a link before and you were like, now is that going to scam me?
I know. I can't remember. You know, sometimes when you send a TikTok and it comes up a big, huge link, well, I wouldn't be clicking this. Even though I know that's just TikTok, I'm like, no
we'll
way.
Send them to you on TikTok. We will send you the link.
Not through WhatsApp, please.
No.
Any other platform,
Just the official platform.
Just on the TikTok.
I feel like even the amount of people that still come up to you now over your last episode, that was like 3 years ago. I think you talking so openly about it helps people more than you even realise. Yeah. Because like that, you were saying you're pushing things aside and not doing it. Like, people are the exact same.
I know.
And even hearing you talk about it, it's going to help so many people.
Because I'm not coming on with like, oh, well, I have dealt with this amazingly. Like, I haven't.
Yeah.
And it's okay to not know how to deal with things.
Nobody can,
100%.
Yeah. And it's going to be such a learning. Like, it's going to be as you go.
Yeah.
See what 100%. Works, what doesn't. Yeah. Like, and it's going to be a road, but we're all here with you.
So yeah, I know. He's the best.
We love
we're
you
here
so
for you.
And our listeners love you so much.
They do. They really do.
Emma, thanks so much.
Thanks so
we
much
love you.
So that's it for this week's episode. We just want to say thanks so much again to Emma for coming on.
We love you.
And speaking so openly and amazingly and being such a strong lady.
Yes.
And talking to us today. We love you loads. We also have full video episode if you want to watch this on video tomorrow, Thursday at 12 on YouTube. Bonus episode Monday at 12 as well.
Yep, all 12. We love
and
12
o'clock. And any dilemmas, I know we done ours with Emma this week. We also had the bonus episode with Emma this week.
Couldn't get rid of her.
Couldn't. It's her fourth Homer drink ever.
She's actually still here, which is believe, guys.
Just believe I'm still here.
She's an honorary third member.
Yeah.
They are sent into our email address, which is homeidrinkatgrowloudnow.com. We also have our live shows coming up.
Yes.
The ticket link is in the bio of our Instagram page.
We're doing Cork, Limerick, Galway, Dublin.
Dublin.
Oh, you'll get us somewhere.
You'll find us somewhere.
Yeah.
Some end of the country.
The country, you will.
But we love you so much.
Love you.
And we'll chat to you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.